commemorating Veterans Day this November 11th. History and tributes are coming up on CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus. First up, a major data breach, but not like the ones we've told you about before at retail stores or in the cloud, in databases. Hackers try to get personal information anywhere it's stored digitally. That includes systems of the U.S. government. Officials say the U.S. Postal Service was hacked. Information on almost 3 million customers, people who use the Postal Service, was compromised. Names, addresses, phone numbers, email records. That's in addition to birth dates and payroll records for 750,000 Postal Service workers. The USPS is paying to help protect their credit. The FBI is investigating. Mail service wasn't affected. But one lawmaker says the frequency and sophistication of cyber attacks highlights a need for better cybersecurity. Police, the media, and the government are keeping a close eye on Ferguson, Missouri. This is a town of just over 21,000 people, and it's been on edge since August 9th. That's when a white police officer named Darren Wilson shot and killed an African-American 18-year-old named Michael Brown. Brown was unarmed. Some witnesses say he was trying to surrender to the officer when he was shot. Police say Brown attacked the officer and reached for his gun before he was shot. Massive protests, some peaceful, some violent, followed the shooting. Most demonstrators want a grand jury to charge Officer Wilson with a crime. But a CNN legal analyst said recent leaks about the case have supported the police's side of the story. The grand jury's decision could come this month. People there are preparing.